Black Music Month began on June 7, 1979. It was the day President Jimmy Carter officially recognized the month with a celebration on the White House lawn. The annual celebration commemorates the impact that black music has in the United States and around the world. It was the culmination of efforts by the Black Music Association, which was formed 1 year earlier, that made the month a reality. The association's purpose was to preserve, protect, and perpetuate black music on an international basis. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell is joined by Noelle Taylor, Director of Education and Exhibitions at the National Museum of African American Music, to learn more about Black History Month.
There's this challenge going around social media in honor of Black Music Month where you get a new prompt every day of the month and post the song that aligns with said prompt. For example, a prompt might say, "This is the song where you wished you were in the music video." My prompt for you is, name a song that puts you in a celebratory mood.
You know what? I'm going to go with One Nation Under Groove because that is definitely part of our logo, our mission. And with everything that is going on at the museum, Black Music Month related, over 17 programs for the month of June, we can't do it without each other. And so it's like that whole idea of One Nation Under a Groove. It's the music that binds us together. It's the music that moves us forward. It's the music that connects us. And that's the music that's going to get us through the month and the days that are hard and the days that we need to celebrate.
I love that. Interestingly, I did not know that Black Music Month was an annual celebration, I think, until 2021. For other people out there who never heard of Black Music Month, what is that?
This is the 45th anniversary. We just had a celebration on June 7th on the actual birthday. And one of the founders, Deanna Williams, was present and got a chance to sit down and talk with her. You know, Deanna Williams, Kenny Gamble of Gamble and Tufts, and Ed Wright really started what is the Black Music Association based off what they saw in Nashville with the Country Music Association and seeing like, we need this type of support and recognition for Black artists in terms of musicianship, in terms of publishing, in terms of all of the things that are being created for other country artists. We want to bring that forward for Black artists. And so they actually started with the Black Music Association, which is approaching its 50th anniversary. And Deanna Williams has really been carrying that torch for the last 45 years. She's actually one of our board members. She's called the mother of Black Music Month. And just really, the first tagline was Black music is green. And it was about the capabilities of Black music and Black artists to really pour into the economy, to really pour into the culture. When you think about how Black music affects culture, genre bending, you know, we represent over 50 genres and subgenres in the museum. And all of that stems from the original Black music. And so this month is just dedicated to honoring and celebrating what is done 365 days a year, but really highlighting, okay, this is the month that we want to celebrate and bring attention and draw in and make people aware of Black Music Month. So yeah, it's 45 years strong. Right now our tagline is Soundmakers 45 years. And it's just a really beautiful expression of artistry and being able to honor so many current, past and future musicians who are paving the way and making Black music and culture what it is.
So you kind of mentioned, when we talk about Black music, like so many genres and some genres that Black people have, you know, invented, curated, poured into, what are some of those genres? Because I feel like a lot of people don't know Black people, we have our hands in so many genres of music, right? We started so many genres. What are some of those?
Yeah, so every genre is I would be remiss if I did not point out that in some way, every genre that has developed through music stands on the shoulders of Black instruments, Black musicianship, Black lyrics. And so often in the museum, we don't even our galleries are not named after genres, right? So our first gallery that you go into is Wade in the Water. And if you know the reference, then you know that that is a gospel song. But we were very intentional in not naming the galleries after genres, because there's an ebb and flow, there's a tension, there's a bend to what comes out of gospel music. I mean, now we have trap gospel, we have jazz gospel, we have all of these fusions, right? Another gallery is Crossroads. You go in there, you immediately know that that is attributed to blues. But you, with that, you have folk, you have Americana. In that very gallery, you have one of the first instruments that transformed into a banjo over all of the hundreds of years that came from West Africa. You know, we have A Love Supreme. And anyone who knows the title of that song knows that that has something to do with jazz. But again, there are so many different ways and so many different possibilities that have come through music, and just the way that Black artists hear and modify and change, and the thought that, like, all of the messages are there. Quote, hip-hop gallery, but you wouldn't get to the message at the end of the gallery if you hadn't started in Wade in the Water. And the museum really does a phenomenal job of building the context and the narrative around this musical journey that we've all been on. One of the things that I like to say is our Rivers of Rhythm, which is our main spine of the gallery that the other galleries go off of. Toni Morrison has this quote when she talks about when the Mississippi River floods. Initially, they bent the river to do what it needs to do. But when it floods, it's just trying to find its way back home. And I think that's what we do at the museums, is finding the way back home and showing how far we've come.
Why is it important to know that Black folks have had this level of influence in music and really honor it every year? Like, for the broader, you know, world, why is it important for us to know this history? Past, present, and future.
For sure. We would be remiss if we are not telling the story of Black music, period. And, you know, sometimes, like, through political, social aspects, especially in the South, there is this tendency to hide, skirt around, or not acknowledge truths that are part of our everyday life. And one of the things I tell people when they come in the museum is we don't generally do guided tours, and we don't do that specifically because every person who comes through the museum has a completely different experience. There's a connection that you make based on some song that you've heard. Maybe you've heard your grandmother or your mom play it. Maybe you have the updated sampled or covered version of that. You make those connections based on your experiences and the story that we are telling. And the purpose of Black Music Month, pointing us back to why we even have a museum, is that we, Black people, Black artists, Black musicians, we are a part of this American soundtrack. We started it. We have to be able to acknowledge, recognize, and celebrate that. And we hope and very much want people to understand that we're a fabric of the American soundtrack. Like, we are helping to weave it together. And you just can't have music without having us as part of the story. And so that is why Black Music Month, just to have that piece. The same thing with, like, Black History Month. We know it's not one month. We know that it's 365 days a year. It's every month of every year. But it just brings new people in who don't know the story. And then you begin asking questions, and then you begin learning more, and then you begin to see. And that's part of what we do as an institution.
When you think about the impact that Black music has had globally, how do you put that into words, if it just had to be like a quick sentence?
I'm stealing someone's words, and I want to make sure that he's credited, but in one sentence, Black music is uncatchable. And from genre, from the impact culturally, from the impact economically, even in the moments that we fight commodification, fight people taking our art and crediting it, the music is, it's uncatchable.
Noelle Taylor is the Director of Education and Exhibitions at the National Museum of African American Music. She spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.